important game, obviously, this week. Yeah, Wake Forest coming to town, a very good football team. I think ACC champions last year, and you know, just a solid performing team all the way around. So we're going to have to be great offensively and defensively, and they present a lot of problems. So we're going to have an important week of practice, and our guys are looking forward to it.
Bobby, bowl talk aside, what would just a 6-win season, whether you guys were able to get to one or not, what would it mean anything, and what would it mean if you just
Well, yeah, I mean, you always, you know, want to have as many wins as you possibly can, and as many as we can get right now, 6. And, you know, that would mean it's a non-losing season or a break-even season, however you want to put it. You know, but again, the goal is to win as many games as you possibly can.
You guys ever look out there and see who's got 6 wins and kind of how you might stack up?
No, we don't have time to do that. And, you know, I tell you the truth, I've never studied all the bowl rules, and I don't know them, and probably nobody else does either. And we'll just see how it works out. And that'll be a moot point if we don't win. So we're concentrating on getting ready for Wake Forest.
Would a non-losing season, as you call it, would it just be a good step in to continue?
It's just another step.
When you look down this list...
It's a good step. Sorry.
No, it's your press conference. Well, when you look at these seniors here, the 17 guys graduating, a lot of big names on there, what is this class... When you look at this class, what do they mean to you?
Well, I think they came here, you know, and believed in our coaching staff and have done a lot of great work to try to get our program on par with others in the SEC. And, you know, I think we can, you know, say we can compete, you know, consistently in the SEC, and it's a lot to do with what those guys have done. And some of them have been outstanding players, but most of all, they've been outstanding leaders. And, you know, they've kept their class together, and then they brought in the younger classes as they come in, and as they have led them into believing that we can be a good football program. So my hat's off to them. I appreciate all their hard work, and believe me, it's hard work, you know, to go to school here and compete here in this league. You know, we've got some guys who are outstanding students in that class. We've got some guys who are hard-working students who, you know, busted their butt to get a degree here. So I just think it's a pretty special group.
Bobby, in that group, Theo, we talked about this in the spring, but now that he's ending his career, you talk about kind of where he started off in his freshman year, going through some kind of difficult off-the-field stuff to becoming a captain and leader in this program.
Did you say Theo?
Theo, yes. Yeah. Just that process that he's gone through.
Well, you know, we all have, you know, things we have to overcome, and you know, Theo, I think, matured a great deal and learned a great deal, you know, with some adversity early in his career, and came back strong, and, you know, just been a, you know, standout in every way for us, not only playing, but leadership abilities, as demeanor at practice, and anything you want to say about him. You know, I've got a lot of respect for him from coming back from a pretty tough situation. So we, you know, thank the world of him and our other seniors. And, you know, we got a lot of guys who have put in a lot of tough hours and endured some heartbreak and some tough games, but also had some big wins.
When you're in a situation like that where you, I guess, maybe have to decide whether to keep a guy in the program or let him go, is this kind of what you, the second chance thing that you hope this will be the case? I mean, how do you decide when something like
well,
that happens?
You know, you just sort of have to go by feel and, you know, how you feel that person, you know, what the circumstances were in the situation that you know, that came up the first time, and, you know, generally, you know, what kind of overall person that guy is. And, you know, I knew Theo was a fine young man when he came here, and I didn't anticipate any more problems, and he's been fantastic from then on.
What was the mood of the team at home on the bus on Saturday?
Well, we got five buses, so I was only on one of them. It was bad. Yeah, it was a bad move. Yeah, we're disappointed we didn't win. We were angry we didn't win. Put out that we didn't win. Whatever kind of emotion you want to tag onto it, it was there. And I think that's a product of putting a lot into it. You know, when you invest a lot, you invest a lot of work into doing something, and you don't quite get it done, you know, it hurts a little more.
I would think, looking at this list of seniors, there's a couple of guys that have a chance to play on Sunday. That's something that I think kids that are young look at that and might make your program more attractive. Can you talk about how that's evolved over the last couple of years?
Sure. I think we've got guys who can play on Sunday, and they might be high draft picks. You know, not only can they play on Sunday, but they'll be, you know, coveted in the draft. And I think that's a step forward. Obviously, Jay was a first-round pick, and you know, he was pretty special. And you know, we've been pretty consistent over the years in having a small number of candidates go up to the NFL. And you know, but I think if you get a consistent base that goes in there every week, every year, and has a chance to get on with the team or get drafted, I think that tells recruits that hey, you can get it both. At Vanderbilt, you can play in the NFL, you can get a great education, play in the SEC, and that's great training.
Is David Whittington just decided to move on, pass up graduating?
He's graduating. I think Brandon Holmes is going to graduate. Brad Allen, you know, Brad's going to leave with, he was debating, and I think maybe that dislocated elbow might have, you know, had something to do with it, but, you know, Brad is going to have a double major in the 4 years. So I think he's ready to move on with his life and his career. And you know, all those guys, and especially Brad, put in a lot of work, not only on the field, but over there in the school.
We just caught his first touchdown pass. He can't do
now. Well, he can maybe get a couple more this week.
What about Brian Anderson?
Who?
Brian Anderson.
Yeah, Brian Anderson is going to move on. And he's well on the way to graduation, and, you know, in fact, won't even have to take a full load, I don't think. So.
Coach, talking about the seniors, one group I think you're pretty much losing all of, the starting offensive line. How difficult is it when you look towards spring practice next year? I mean, really just starting, you know, with a...
Well, you know, we'll lose them, but we're not starting with all new guys. You know, we've got, you know, Ryan Custer's played a good bit. Brad Beerling's played a good bit. We'll get Eric Hensley back. And Thomas Welch has played a great deal in the last few weeks and has played well. We've got some young guys that we think are going to be good players. And, you know, what that senior offensive line allowed us to do was redshirt some guys and save a year and have those guys come up and learn from them while they've been on the scout team. So it's a good situation, and that's what college football is all about, graduating them, getting them through, and bringing somebody else in here. You can't keep them forever.
Coach, flips off that, defensively, your front seven, you lose a lot of guys. How do you start to fill in those gaps?
Same way. You know, we got young guys have to step up and play. You know, there is no choice. You can't put a robot in there. So, got to be a player.
Heading into this one this week, how much do you guys build off of what you guys did Saturday? I mean, you talked about it was tough coming back, but, I mean, to come within 1 point, which to me this seems like it was a better Tennessee team than the one you beat 2 years ago.
No doubt about it. They killed Georgia in Knoxville. They easily beat Arkansas in Knoxville. I think that's an indication of what kind of team Tennessee has. And we went over there and battled them right down to the last second, and you know, really had several opportunities to win the game, and didn't get it done, but you know, that was a good team, and we weren't playing, you know, nobody.
Coach, how do you continue to stay positive when you keep putting your team keeps putting itself in position to win games like that, and for one reason or another, it just doesn't happen?
We don't have a choice. You know, what am I going to go in there? Be negative? You You know, we got to go out and practice. You know, football practice is not the most fun thing in the world. I mean, it's not bad if you like football. You get to go out and run around, but those linemen, I mean, you got to be positive. And, you know, they get finished practice and have to go study and go to class the next day after they've been out, you know, doing that. You know, if you're not positive, you know, you're gonna have a bunch of guys who dread playing football. So, you know, I appreciate what they do and how hard they work, and I try to tell them that. And, you know, we make mistakes, coaches make mistakes, players make mistakes, and we're all in it together. So, heck, I love every one of them.
Coach, when you look back on that game, it's amazing how a big kicking team plays end up being their missed extra point early really changed the game. Of course, the fourth down penalty on your guys and then the late field goals. And, you know, for a small number of games in the play, the kicking game just has a huge impact.
Sure, almost every game. And not only the plays that you see, but it's the hidden yardage that sometimes you get with kicking the ball in the end zone instead of kicking it inside the 10, or not catching a punt and letting it roll for 15 yards, you know, that's, you know, or 20 yards. That's two extra first downs you got to make to recover that. So the kicking game is tough. You want to put your best players on there, but, you know, you got people like Marcus Buggs and John Goff playing, you know, 65, 70 plays, and you feel like you got to get them a rest, and, you know, sometimes it bites you. So, you know, it's really important, and we try to emphasize that to our players every day in every drill, and, you know, try to get them to take pride in being on one of those special teams. And, you know, I think, you know, our kickoff return team, you know, got a little jolt of pride and said, hey, we're going to try to do something here in this last one, and, you know, got it done. So if you can take pride in it, you know, I think, you know, you can suck it up and go with that extra play or two or three or four and not be hurt by it.
As a whole, Coach, how do you feel about your special teams this year?
As a whole, you know, pretty good. There are about three punts that we had returned on us, but every other one besides those have been pretty good. And, you know, we felt like we protected a whole lot better on our punt team. Kickoff has been fairly well. I think our kickoff return team has done exceptionally well. Punt team was close to about 10 yards per return about two or three games ago. I think we've gone down a little bit. But that's a big increase. I think we're about 3 yards the year before that. So, you know, you just got to keep working at them, find the best combinations of players you can put in there, and try to get better at each one of them.
The three punt returns that you've had, I guess it was one against Alabama, one this weekend, and one other one. Was there anything in there that you could pinpoint as that's where we broke down? Or?
Well, no. I think the Alabama game, we covered too much to one side, and he broke it and went outside. And then against Tennessee, we missed two tackles. You know, we kicked it where we wanted to be and had some people right there, and we just didn't tackle the guy. And I forgot on the other one exactly what happened.
Is there such thing as out-kicking your coverage? I mean, I've heard it said, but it does that actually?
Yeah, my marriage is one bit of evidence about that. I certainly outkick my coverage, but you can. You really can. I mean, you hear that for years and years, but you know, when you get kicked it so far down there that those guys don't have a chance to get down and break down and be in a good tackling position, you know, it puts pressure on making that tackle when that guy's got a running start, and that's what happened, you know, to us on the last punt return. He got going to the left over there, and we didn't get that initial tackle, and then they all formed up over there on the other side and, you know, had a pretty good wall going in there.
So Brett punted it too well?
No, we didn't cover well enough. I let him punt as far as we can punt it, and we just need to get better coverage.
Coach, look just on television as a very physical game on Saturday. A lot of injuries, both sides of the ball. You lost Earl for a while. It looked like Stamper was hurt for a while. How thin were you going down the stretch of that game?
Well, Earl was out. Sean Walker was out. And that's two of our mainstays on our receiving corps. And, you know, makes it pretty tough to throw the ball effectively. Alex Washington, I was proud of him, came in and made some catches for us. Josh Eames only played 16 plays, and you know, along with Stamper being out, Thomas Welch also went out, and thank goodness, you know, Stamper was able to go back in there. You know, we would have been, you know, really in bad shape there on the offensive line. So I think when you get this time of year, you know, the cumulative effect of playing, you know, 11 games or in the 11th game, and you know, some of them have been nicked up before, and then you get it re-hurt or you get it hit, and you have so much, you know, so little recovery time that accumulative effect that you get.
On those lines, the sideline plays are always tough on the quarterback, like Roland McKenzie, I think it was in the fourth quarter in Knoxville, where he got thrown out of bounds pretty hard. Were you surprised?
I think he got thrown over to Asheville.
So you were expecting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. That's all I'll say about that.
How do you think they missed those calls?
That's all I'll say about that. I don't know how they missed.
Bobby, when you talk about the injuries that you guys were dealing with offensively, when you had the big lead in the third quarter, did you get down to where, because those guys were out, you're kind of trying to turn over your defense as much as you could in that situation because they played
well this year? Yeah, we want to be smart. We just, you know, don't want to throw a slant over there and have them intercept it and run down there and get an easy touchdown or get in great field position. And, you know, it was working fine until we roughed the kicker. And, you know, after that, you know, they still had to score twice and get a two-point play to tie us. And, you know, I think we were managing it very well until – you know, till the punt return. You know, we stopped the two-point play and had a two-point lead and punted it down inside the 20, and he just made a great return. They made a great return.
Coach, you said late in that Kentucky game that y'all had just told McKenzie we can't take a sack here. But you said anything to the punt cover team or the punt return team about don't go in there, don't rub this guy or any kind of reminders like that?
No. You know, we remind them all that stuff every week during practice and, you know, every walkthrough we have, every meeting we have, and, you know, you just go in there and, you know, it's time to punt. You know, you got to get your team out there. You know, everybody's hollering around for the punt return team. No, we do.
Bobby, you guys, when you signed this contract to play for us last year, it seemed like both schools thought it was a really good match, just in terms of the types of schools. And, you know, this is the first game, obviously, of the series. Is this going to be, you think, a good way to end the season, or would you prefer this game to be played a little earlier? Or how do you think it's going to work out?
I don't think it makes a difference when we play it. You know, I think it is a good series. Of course, we played over there 2 years ago, and you had a good game, and, you know, it was a close game, and like you say, very similar programs and very similar schools, and I think it's a pretty good matchup.
How often do you guys kind of bump into them recruiting?
Not a whole lot.
No.
I think they're a little more east than we are, and a little more North Carolina than we go.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank y'all. See you.